the 26th day of the month. I am the Lord your God. Sanctify yourselves, therefore, and be holy, for I am holy. Leviticus 11, verse 44. As he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct. 1 Peter 1, verse 15. Today we consider what it means to say that the church is holy. There is much misunderstanding about the meaning of the term holy. Too many seem to think it is merely entirely good, without flaw. That may serve us well when speaking of a holy God, but a perfect church? Hardly. At root, holiness instead has to do with being set apart, indeed with being different. In the commandments, when God called for one day a week to be holy, God meant that this day was to be set aside as different from the other six, distinctive in its practices. So also the Hebrew people were to exhibit holiness by refusing to bow down to the idols worshipped by all of the neighboring nations. Similarly, the church is called to live out in the world ways of being and doing that are alternatives to accustomed standards and customs. This means that, far from being embarrassed when its ideals are at odds with accepted ways, the Christian community should revel in what it distinctively has to offer to the world. When the lives of people are being ruined by oppression and the church protest, we are exemplifying holiness. When greed goes unchecked, even applauded, and Christian people cry out, "Enough!" we should rejoice that we are fulfilling our calling to be different for the sake of what is right. How willing are we to be considered out of step with society in order to be holy? Who wants to be labeled as odd, after all? But we are called to be a holy church, not a club that panders to whatever is currently popular. Opening prayer. O God, our help and our hope, holy is your name, unlike every other name we know. Holy are your ways, beyond the reach of earthly imperfection. Holy are your people, called by you to show the world a new way, a new hope. Calls us to be what you call us to be, through Jesus Christ, who died for being different. Amen. Psalm 84, verses 8 through 12. God of the angel armies, listen. O God of Jacob, open your ears. I'm praying. Look at our shields glistening in the sun, our faces shining with gracious anointing. One day spent in your house, this beautiful place of worship, beats thousands spent on Greek island beaches. I'd rather scrub floors in the house of my God than be honored as a guest in the palace of sin. All sunshine and sovereign is God, generous in gifts and glory. He doesn't scrimp with his traveling companions. It's smooth sailing all the way with God of the angel armies. From the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 15, verses 10 through 21. Woe to me, my mother, that you've borne me, as a man of strife and a man of contention to all the land. I have not lent, nor have men lent money to me, yet everyone curses me. The Lord said, surely I will set you free for purposes of good. Surely I will cause the enemy to make supplication to you in a time of disaster and a time of distress. Can anyone smash iron, iron from the north, or bronze? Your wealth and your treasures I will give for booty without cost, even for all your sins and with all your borders. Then I will cause your enemies to bring it into a land you do not know. For a fire has been kindled in my anger, it will burn upon you. You know who know, O Lord? Remember me. Take notice of me, and take vengeance for me, O my prosecutors. Do not, in view of your patience, take me away. Know that for your sake I endure reproach. Your words were found, and I ate them. And your words became for me a joy and a delight of my heart, for I have been called by your name, O Lord God of hosts. I did not sit in the circle of merrymakers, nor did I exult. Because of your hand upon me I sat alone, for you filled me with indignation. Why has my pain been perpetual, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? Will you indeed be to me like a deceptive stream with water that is unreliable? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will restore you. Before me you will stand, and if you extract the precious from the worthless, you will become my spokesman. They, for their part, may turn to you, but as for you, you must not turn to them. Then I will make you to his people, a fortified wall of bronze, and though they fight against you, they will not prevail over you, for I am with you to save you and deliver you, declares the Lord. So I'll deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I'll redeem you from the grasp of the violent. From the letter to the Philippians, chapter 3, verses 15 through 21. Let us therefore, as many as are perfect, have this attitude, and if in anything you have a different attitude, God will reveal that also to you. However, let us keep living by that same standard to which we have attained. Brethren, joining in, following my example, and observe those who walk according to the pattern you have in us. For my walk, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which also we eagerly wait for a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform the body of our humble state into conformity with the body of his glory, by the exertion of the power that he has even to subject all things to himself. From the Gospel according to John, chapter 12, verses 20 through 26. Now there were some Greeks among them who were going up to worship at the feast. These then came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida of Galilee, and began to ask him, saying, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip came and told Andrew. Andrew and Philip came and told Jesus. And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. He who loves his life loses it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it to eternal life. If anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. These are the readings of the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A prayer for the Tuesday of Holy Week from the Book of Common Prayer. Holy and compassionate God, your dear Son went not up to joy before he suffered pain, and entered not into your glory before he was crucified. Mercifully grant that we, walking in the way of the cross, may find it the way of life and peace, through Jesus Christ your Son, our Savior. Amen. A prayer for Holy Week, entitled In the Name of the Bruised One, written by Walter Brueggemann from his book All to Heaven, Rooted in Earth. The cadences of suffering, love, sound in the church in this Holy Week. We ponder this coming Thursday and this reading Friday. Beating solemnly and transformatively in the foreground is this: wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, healed by his stripes. We ponder how much self-giving could heal our lives, and we cannot do better than to rest ourselves in that awesome mystery. All the while we occupy the killing fields, those fields always filled with Amalekites, their Amalekites, our Amalekites, always Amalekites to be cleansed, as we imagine, as do they, that somehow the killing matches our noblest, most pious convictions. You are the one who is spared, who is pitied, who has drawn the violent short in order to save. Hold your church all this week to the unbearable mystery of your self-giving and to the intolerable burden of our killing. Move us from the grip of that deathly squeeze. Move by your innocence. Move by your weakness. Move by your passion. Deliver us from our Amalekite-shaped world. In the name of the Bruised One. Amen. The Lord's Prayer, traditional text. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Receive this benediction for Holy Week from the United Methodist Book of Worship. Go in peace. May Jesus Christ, who for our sake became obedient unto death, even death on a cross, keep you and strengthen you this night and forever. Amen.